Thessalonians chapter 1. But before I get into that, butter or margarine?
Butter.
Sugar or Splenda?
Sugar.
Okay. Fake or real people?
Real.
Real people. Okay. Okay. Sometimes we can put on a not so real smile. You done that before? We call it a fake smile. Sometimes you do it when you want to pretend that you are interested in what the other person is saying. And in your mind, you are saying, I wish they'd hurry up and finish because I got to go and do something else. And so you kind of just smile and grin through it. It's a fake smile. But God wants you to experience real joy. Amen? Real joy. And it does not matter the circumstance that you find yourself in, you can still experience real joy. So go with me to the book of 1 Thessalonians. And I'm going to read a few verses of that. And let me give you a little backdrop of what's going on there. This is one of Paul's first writings. He writes this to them about 18 or 20 years after the resurrection of Christ. In this town that they are living in, they're new believers, okay? The new believers, Christianity is just really started, and they're new believers. And because of their faith, because of their decision to follow Christ, they were facing difficult times. Those who had property, they were having their property taken away from them. Now get this. How many here were whether you own a home or live in a home or rent, what would it be like if because you and I here today are born again believers and we are living that out, the government comes to your house and says this, we're taking your home? Wouldn't it be wild? This is what they're facing. You have a trade. You own your own business. And because of your Christian walk, your faith, your belief, people have decided they're no longer going to bring their business to your company because of your faith. Your relatives, mom, dad, sister, brother, because of your faith in Jesus, they've decided to shun you. Some of our family is probably a good thing. Amen. And so they were going through difficult times. Let me 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. And verse 1, and this letter is from Paul and Silas and Timothy. All right, and write this letter to the church there, okay? To you who belong to God, the Father, the Lord Jesus. May God give you grace and peace. We always thank God for all of you and pray for you constantly. They really do. As we pray to our God and Father about you, we think of your faithful work. Everyone say faithful. Your faithful work. Your loving deeds, right? And the enduring hope you have because of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to stop there. Remember, they're being persecuted. Here in America, we say that we're being persecuted, and to some degree, some are, but most of us don't face an enormous amount of persecution because of our faith. Amen? I mean, they may say things about you, oh, you a holy roller, or you know, all that, but no one's taking your home from you. No one is really shunning you. No one is messing with your money too much because of your faith. Yet, they were still faithful. They still had hope. They were still doing the work, the Christian work. Here's the reason why. Here's the reason why. Because they had this joy. There was a song that the old saints would sing, and it said, "This joy that I have, you know it, right? The world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it. The world can't take it away." Amen. And so, this joy that we have is not based on what's going on around us. Now, let me throw this word out there to you. Happiness. Happiness is really what is happening. It's only for a season. There are some who go to Disneyland, and while they are there, they are happy. Amen? We brought our two of our grandkids to stay with us, and their birthdays are coming up next month, and they're in the back of the car, and we're listening to them talk about what they're going to do on their birthday. They're going to go to, I think it was Sky High or Jump something, right? They're going to do this and do that. And when they go there and they experience that, they are happy. But when mom and dad says it's time to go, they are no longer happy, because happiness is really based on what's happening. Amen? Happiness, again, is based on what is happening. Joy, now listen to this. Joy is born in the confidence of our salvation through Jesus. I'm reading it again. Joy is born in the confidence of our salvation through Jesus. A major reason Christians do not experience joy is they tend to forget that they have been saved. When you forget that you're going to heaven and you focus on what's going around you, you tend to forget about joy, and you lean towards happiness. Too often, we run around trying to do things that make us happy. And there's nothing wrong with being happy. I want to be happy. Amen? But more than being happy, I want to focus on the joy, and my joy is based on salvation through Jesus Christ, meaning this: when all this is over with, when all the running around is done, and I've done everything I can do on this side of heaven, I'm going to heaven. I'm going to heaven. I'm going to heaven. I'm going to heaven. If you believe that, tell it to your neighbor. I really am. I'm going to heaven. And my joy is born because I realize I'm going to heaven. And so no matter about what is happening or the circumstances, my life rests on the fact that I'm going to heaven. We gave an analogy last week briefly about winning the lotto. And I'll use this analogy again today. If you were the one that won the lotto, and they promised you that in 4 weeks or 6 months, you'd receive your first check, that would be nice, wouldn't it? Would you be overly concerned about the day-to-day bills you have now? Would you be concerned that you are behind in the mortgage now? Would you be concerned that your car has broken down? You would not be concerned about those items you're facing now because you know in the future, I'm going to be set. Amen? And all this other stuff I'm going through, I'm not even tripping anymore. Now watch this. It's still there. You're still getting the notices in the mail. But you get the notice, I don't care. I'm about to be rich. Amen? As we navigate through life, and life has difficult happenings. People get sick. Some loved ones pass on. Huh? Kids get in trouble. Amen? Some lose a job. Amen? I say about my wife, she's never lost a job. She doesn't know how that feels. I, on the other hand, I've lost a few. And I remember one time in particular, because the construction, you know, when the job ends, you, all right, get your two checks, go to unemployment line, and sometimes you get let go before the job ends. And I remember one time, they laid us off late in the morning. And so I had to figure out what my response was going to be to Ola when I came home at 11. That's a hard feeling. Amen? That's difficult. When you got four kids looking at you. Huh? We got through it. But in the moment, it's difficult. The joy that you and I have does not erase the happenings going on. What the joy does gives you the ability to look over it. Are you with me? The happenings are there. The sickness is there. The death is there. The loss of job is there. The loss of home is there. It's there. But the joy that God gives me kind of elevates my feet, so to speak, so I can look past the temporary situations I'm facing and know this, I'm going to heaven. And though I may spend 40, 50, 80, 90 years here going through the different happenings, the joy that God has given to me gives me the ability to smile even in difficult situations. So the church, the Thessalonian church, they were having their property stolen, taken from them. Families shunned them, being persecuted, loss of income, But the joy that they had gave them the ability to look over the situation and say, at some point in time, this is going to be over with. I'm not discounting the present situation that you're facing. It's real, huh? But I want you to know that the joy that God has for you in the knowledge that he has a better place for you to spend eternity is just, if not more, real. That we're going somewhere. And though it seems like eternity for some, life is really short. I used to spend a lot of time in detention when I was a little kid. I was telling my wife and my grandkids, in the second grade, I was like a terror. I can't recall why I was so bad, but I was. And back then, you know, they had the right to spank you back then, back in the 60s, right? Or put you in the corner. Anybody been in the corner in school before? Yeah, in the corner. And I'd spend like, you, Anita? You in the corner? Man. And I'd wonder that, man, how long I gotta stay in the corner as a young person? It seemed like eternity. But it soon passed. What you're going through today, what is happening to you today, it will pass. God has given you, though, joy. The realization that at some point in time, we're going to get past all this. I don't like it. It ain't easy, but we're going to get past this. Happiness is what is happening, but it's only for a season. Having joy, listen to this, being content in Christ no matter what the circumstance is. Being content in Christ no matter what the circumstance, I'm all right. I don't like what's going on, but I'm all right. How you doing? I'm hanging in there. Huh? Paul wrote to the church of Ephesus, he said this, having done all to stand, stand therefore. Stand. When the wind blows, stand. Jesus gave this parable about two different types of builders. One built his life, his home, on sand. Went up very quickly. The Bible says that when the storms came and the wind blew, that because he had no foundation, right, it toppled the house over. He also said another guy built the same house, but he built his house on a different foundation, on the rock. See, when you have the joy that comes from knowing that you're saved, it's like you've built your house on the rock. And now watch this. In each person's life, the winds came and the storm blew. Sometimes people tend to forget that just because you are a Christian, you think that you are insulated from the storm. You are not. You're going through the storm. Just like the unsaved, all of our kids are bad at some point in time. Amen? Listen, even when you bring your kids to church, does not guarantee they're going to live right. Well, why bring them then, Pastor? Here's the reason why. Because you give them a knowledge base to make a decision whether they want to live for Jesus or not. When you do not bring them, you withhold that opportunity from them to know whether they will live for Jesus or not. All right? So I'm not saying because you bring your kids to church, they're going to be these perfect kids who never do anything wrong. How many got perfect kids? How many of you who were kids were perfect? No. No, you were not. No, you were not. You were not. No, you were not. So watch this. Watch this. The storm comes to all. But this joy that I got, it keeps me settled. Because what the joy does, I look, oh yeah, I'm coming out of this. When all I have is happiness, I just see what's around me. Huh? All the bills are due, all my wife, all my husband, all my kids. But with joy, I'm up like this. I see past. Huh? I went to a football game yesterday. And the quarterback on this one team, he had people who were open. Here's the problem, the main problem. He was too short. Don't get mad at me, short people. He couldn't see that people were open. When you're searching for happiness, you're this short-sighted person. All you see is what's in front of you. But when you have joy, it's like that you get this height and you can see, even though there's a rush coming at me, I can see something beyond the bills, the kids, the job, the boss, the school. I can see beyond that because I got joy. You see, this joy that we have, it did not come from the world. Everything that the world gives you, they can take from you. Amen? We have some relatives down south, and their land, their house is on this land that is adjacent to this highway. And the government has said, we want to widen the highway. But it's my land. The government uses this phrase, eminent domain. And they come take what you have paid taxes on forever. What the world gives you, they can take away. When God gives you joy, the world can't touch it. Amen? No matter what's going on in your life, the world cannot touch it. They can touch what is happening, the circumstances, but they cannot touch the joy that God gives you, because it is based in Christ. It is unmovable, unshakable. It will not change. So no matter the circumstances, I still got joy. Why? Because I'm like this. Oh, we coming out. May not be next month. May not be next year, but we coming out of this. Don't worry, sweetheart. We coming out of this. We ain't going to be here long. Amen? Because of joy. Now, watch this. I want to share with you these things. There is a tendency to confuse joy with happiness. All right? The circumstances I'm facing may not be pleasant, but it does not have to crush me because I've got joy. Do not confuse joy with happiness. Do not think that you have to have something going on all the time that is, oh, yeah, it's fine. Oh, yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Listen, life is not that way. You take your kids somewhere, and as soon as it's over with, they will say, what's next? We going home. Mom and daddy tired. Amen? And I heard them say, well, that ain't fun, going home. It ain't your fun. It's fun to me. We going home. When you live your life based on what's happening, You are never satisfied because you need the next fix. But when your life is based on joy, no matter what comes and goes, I've still got joy. Listen, you can just sit in a chair, huh, with no one saying anything and have joy. Amen? You ain't got to say a word. Listen, my wife and I, we've come to the place right now that we can travel in the car 30, 40, 50 minutes, not say a word. Amen? We're not mad at each other. We're just at ease. Amen? God wants you to live a life that's at ease, knowing that your eternal security is safe. You raise up and look over the circumstance because you've got joy. Amen? Watch this. Authentic joy does not come or go with the circumstances of life. Real joy does not come or go with the circumstances of life. We cannot tie joy to what is going on in our life. Joy is found in God alone. Now, if you ain't got joy, if you ain't got God, you stuck. Amen? I don't know how people who lose loved ones, when you don't know Jesus, I don't know how you deal with it. The only way I'm able to deal with it is because I have joy, which is based on what God's word has told me. Huh? And it allows me to look over the situations of the death, of the loss, and maintain joy. And people will ask, how do you do that? How do you get through that? I've got the joy of the Lord. I've got the joy of the Lord. I've got the joy of the Lord. Huh? And I went to the end of the book, and I know what it says. I get to spend eternity with him. Amen? Eternity with him. Glory to God. So authentic joy does not come or go with the circumstances of life. Number two, authentic joy is stable and solid. Authentic joy is stable and solid. When you understand or experience joy, you will not be overwhelmed by life. Life without joy that comes from God can be overwhelming. Amen? At least in our home, during this season of the year, we get bombarded by mailers from vote yes, vote no. Vote for him, don't vote for her. It can be overwhelming. Because on one hand, they're saying, this guy will do this. And then 30 seconds later, say, this guy would do this. Or if you vote yes on this, this is going to happen. You vote no, I'm confused. You ever get overwhelmed? Like, oh, my goodness. They got this one picture there, one of these things where they got the little chickens cooped up in a little small little area. Oh, my little chickens. Some say wherever you vote on this, those who have kidney issues, they won't be able to get. Life can be overwhelming. Authentic joy is solid and stable. No matter what's going on, listen, you know what? I'm standing on the Lord. When you understand and experience joy, you will not be overwhelmed by life because the true source of joy, which is God, will never be shaken. God has a plan for us, and that plan for us is eternal life. And so no matter what I face on this earth, I've got joy. Didn't always have a job, but I got joy. Amen. Got joy. May not always have the best place to live, but I got joy. Huh? Not the best car to drive, but I've got joy. You ever been without a car? Huh? Huh? You can still have joy. Don't take this attitude that if I get this, then I'll be happy. Or if I can just get this, I'll be happy. As a young boy in the construction field, there was a certain dollar amount you wanted to make every week. If I can just get to that dollar amount, man, we'll be set. And then you get to that dollar amount, and you say, man, if I can just get to this amount, I'll really be set. Huh? If I can live here, we'll be set. If I can get the house with the pool, man, I'd be set. If I can just get her in my life and marry her, I'll be set. If I can just get him in my life and marry him, I'll be set. Listen, sometimes you get that one you think you want and make you set. You ever seen your classmates on Facebook 30 years later? Now, I look better. Amen. Stop trying to say, well, if I can get this, then I'll be this. If I can get this, I'll be. No, you got to have joy. So no matter what the Lord blesses you with, I'm content. Huh? I don't need a fake smile. I've got joy, which is beyond any fakeness. I'm real. Number three, we've got to go. Number three, authentic joy is not found in immediate gratification. Authentic joy is not found in immediate gratification. Sometimes we don't want to wait. We don't want to wait. We think we have to have that certain thing right now. And God is saying, if you wait, I'll give you something better. Huh? The reason you are dissatisfied now what you have because it didn't come from God. You went and got it yourself. The Lord said, don't buy that TV now. You went and bought it. Amen. A few weeks later, went on sale. Amen? The Lord told you, don't do it. But you didn't wait. Whether it's a TV, whether it's a person, whether it's a job, whatever it is, we want this immediate gratification. Real joy is not tied to immediate gratification. Real joy, I look past the present situation and I see what's down the road. I'm going to heaven. And so I may never, I watch a lot of HGTV. They got this TV show on there, Pool Masters or Pool Kings. Man. You see, these pools are nice. Slides. Little kitchen table in the pool. You sit there, and I'm like, dang, man. If I could just get that, I'd be happy. And this is what I realized. I'm going to heaven. The Bible says this. I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered the heart of man what God has prepared for them. Me. This pool kings got nothing on heaven. Amen. Amen. The Bible says Jesus himself has gone to prepare a place for us, the master builder. I wonder what my mansion gonna be like. Huh? Wide and deep, one story. Yeah. I've got this joy so I can see past not having a pool on this side of heaven. I'm all right with it. I may never get the house that I want on this side of heaven. I'm all right with it. Huh? Though I have the desire to go and visit this particular place, you know, I may never get there, but you know what? I'm all right. I've got joy, and I can see past the present situation and know I'm going to heaven. Every eye closed for a moment. Every head bowed, every eye closed for a moment. I don't know who I'm speaking to today, but you've been living your life searching after happiness, trying to get the latest this. That's not real joy. You're trying to satisfy a fleshly craving. And if you do achieve what you've been searching for, it too will not satisfy you. The only thing that can satisfy you is Jesus. And Jesus brings real joy. Someone, I'm speaking to someone today, and you are dissatisfied. You've tried many things, but still you're hungry. Jesus can satisfy that hunger. He can satisfy that thirst if you let him. And today, if you want to, he can satisfy your thirst. He can satisfy that hunger. Stop wasting your time on trying to gain things that bring no eternal value into your life. They come and they go. But Jesus is solid and stable and remains the same. And with him comes joy, the ability to look past the present circumstance or happening to an eternal life with him. If you're here today and you are dissatisfied and you want something more, something eternal, hallelujah, I'm going to ask that you leave your seat and come to this altar. Well, I will meet you and pray with you and introduce you to the Lord Jesus. If you're here today and you're dissatisfied with what you have now, you can come. I'll give you a moment. Allow the Spirit of the Lord to speak to your heart. Do not harden your heart. Do not harden your heart. He has joy for you. Hallelujah. If you're here today, thank you, Lord. We will pray for you. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. If not, stand to your feet, everyone. Hallelujah. Thank you. trust. Yes. Yes. Trust in you. Hallelujah.
Praise God. You know, in the Word of God, it says, this too shall pass. And it came to pass. Thank God for that. And also thank God for His promises, because He can't break them. He'll never break a promise. And when He says, I am with you always, even unto the end of time, we can believe Him and trust to see it. Praise God. So let's bow our head in the word of prayer. Father, we just appreciate so much your love, your kindness to us, oh God, that you knew us when we were nothing, and Lord, you brought us to yourself. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your constant care. Thank you for the encouragement of your word, that we know that we're always going to be taken care of because you love us with an everlasting love. We ask you now, Father, to help us as we go through this week, as we go through times, Lord. We will be tempted to want more. We will be tempted to think that there's something we're missing. But help us to remember your word. Keep your word before us every day. And we know, Lord, that you will satisfy all our longings. So we thank you. Thank you for this word. Thank you for this day. And give us your protection and your love as we go through our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.